when you factor in the cholesterol ratio, you find that coconut oil reduces the cholesterol ratio, or in other words, reduces the risk of heart disease better than any other fat.
Coconut oil. See, when I think of coconuts, I think of coconut macaroons. I love them. I could eat them for breakfast and lunch and dinner. I don't know if that'd be a good idea. I suspect there'd be a sugar issue. But folks, the claims that are made about coconut oil will send your eyebrows right up over your hairline. They're absolutely amazing. And I'm very pleased this morning to be joined first by Pam Colleen. Hi, Pam.
Happy New Year, Andy.
And to you. Coconut part of your regular regimen?
Well, my favorite fat is still going to be butter, but certainly introducing coconut oil into a traditional foods diet is an excellent choice for everybody.
When I fry my eggs first thing in the morning, 3 o'clock, mm-hmm. eggs and bacon, I love butter. I love mm-hmm. butter and bread, but I just don't like to fry. So I've been using coconut oil, and I love it, and I love now to hear. This is amazing, because I've been watching several of these videos all morning long of Dr. Bruce Fife. It is effective in addressing everything from diaper rash to stretch marks to diabetes to cholesterol to heart issues, yeah. and none of those got the honor of being in the title of the book that Dr. Bruce Fife wrote, Stop Alzheimer's Now. How to Prevent and Reverse Dementia, Parkinson's, ALS, Multiple Sclerosis, and Other Neurodegenerative Disorders. This is a miracle food.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's got so many properties. It's antifungal, antiparasitic. It's good for your metabolism. It's good for your brain. It's just a really healthy fat. And unfortunately, it's been wrongly demonized now for many, many decades.
Why?
Well, because of the competition with the edible oil industry, companies that are promoting products that have canola, corn, cottonseed oil, they've come up with a demonizing campaign against their competitors like coconut oil, butter, lard, and tallow.
Well, let's introduce our guest this morning, Pam, if you would.
Yeah, it's Dr. Bruce Fife. And as you said, he's the author of Stop Alzheimer's Now, and he's a naturopathic doctor. And Bruce, where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Doctor, I just smiled listening to all of those interviews with you early this morning on the internet, because my goodness, didn't seem to be a disease or a pain or an ache or a burn that isn't affected and eased by this humble thing called coconut.
Yeah, you know, the list of things that coconut oil can help is very long. Now, I hate to say that it's actually a cure-all, because it really doesn't cure everything, but the list is very long. Everything you've said is true and more.
Let's start with the ladies. It gives you lovely skin way past when you should have lovely skin. Is that a suitable claim?
Yes, because coconut oil is one of the best things you can use for the skin. It's, of course, natural, so it doesn't have any of the harmful chemicals that a lot of skin lotions, commercial skin lotions and things do. It has a very healing effect on the skin. The skin absorbs it very easily. If you can compare it with other oils, particularly the polyunsaturated oils, you put those on the skin, they pull and they're sticky and icky, and they'll stay on the skin all day long. But with coconut oil, because of the small structure, the molecules, they absorb into the skin, soothing the skin, healing the skin, making the skin smooth and soft. It's fantastic for anyone who has trouble with dry, cracked skin like that. I used to have very rough, dry, cracked hands, and nothing I could use would cure it. But I started using coconut oil, and really, within just days, my hand just became smooth and soft. Now, anyone who wants smooth, soft skin should be using coconut oil. And they don't have to lather it on really thick. A thin coat is all you need. And a thin coat will absorb in very easily.
We're going to get to some very serious aspects of this, but I want to humor you for just a moment. You've already got the ladies heading for the car to go to the grocery store to get coconut oil, because this is going to give them smooth skin much, much longer. Now let's get the guys on board. Does it affect their libido at all?
Well, it can help with that. You know, actually, it's interesting that coconut water is more effective with that. There's lots of tradition behind the use of coconut water in actually boosting libido.
Okay, let's get really serious here. There's a long list of disorders, and let's go through them individually. And you're making the claim that coconut oil can be very effective in, for example, and that's the one case, the clip that we played off the top, in the battle against diabetes.
Oh, definitely. Coconut oil can help balance blood sugar levels. The fatty acids in coconut oil, the fats in the coconut oil, they slow down the absorption of the sugars in foods, and so your blood sugar levels maintain a more even balance. Also, these fats can be used by the body as a source of fuel so that they feed the cells. You know, and in diabetes, the most common form of diabetes is type 2, which is insulin resistance, and they can't absorb glucose. Well, the fatty acids, the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil can be absorbed and provide the cells with the energy. So what they're doing is they're kind of bypassing this defect in blood glucose metabolism, and so the cells can get the energy they need. One of the problems with diabetes is insulin resistance, is that the cells just can't get the energy, and so they degenerate. They die. They're actually starving to death. But the medium-chain fatty acids bypass this defect and provide them with the nourishment that the cells need to live. And this is really fantastic because when diabetics start using it, not only are their blood sugar levels more maintained better, but their cells live better. And the conditions, the problems that are often associated with diabetes begin to reverse. So people that have lost feeling to their legs, to their limbs, feeling returns.
That's incredible. That by itself is incredible. Pam, you have a question.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know what you're saying has implications for Alzheimer's, because Alzheimer's, the nickname for it, is diabetes of the brain, correct?
Exactly. When the brain cells actually have a problem, they cannot absorb glucose, which is insulin resistance. But the medium-chain fatty acids, what happens with Alzheimer's is that a portion of those, when we eat them, are converted into an alternative source of energy known as ketones. And ketones are made specifically by the body to nourish the brain. And so the brain, when in Alzheimer's, is losing its ability to absorb glucose, when ketones are available, will use ketones as their source of energy. And so with ketones are available, then the brain will have enough fuel to maintain proper metabolism.
Now, in your book, Bruce, which I love, Stop Alzheimer's Now, you address neurodegenerative diseases or disorders as a general rule of thumb here. So you're saying there's a spillover effect for other brain disorders as well with regards to using coconut oil.
Right. Associated with insulin resistance and the inability to use glucose is inflammation. Chronic inflammation causes this, actually. And there are many conditions that involve chronic inflammation of the brain. So Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, multiple sclerosis, and others all involve this. And so when ketones are available, it can help with all of these conditions.
You know, what struck me, Dr. Fife, that you are so impressed about the amazing healthy effects of eating coconut oil, you don't just fry some of your foods in it. You reach right into the jar and spoon some out and eat it raw.
Yes, and you can do that. I mean, we do that often. In fact, during the day, if we start getting tired in the late afternoon, we'll go in, and my wife and I, we will take a spoonful of it and eat it that way, and it gives us a boost of energy because that's what coconut oil can do.
Now, in your book, you recommend, I think, about 5 tablespoons a day medicinally?
For certain conditions, and for Alzheimer's, yes, I recommend 5. Normally, I recommend between 1 to 3 tablespoons for maintenance and for everyday people.
Okay.
Let's go to the phone lines. Mike has a question for Dr. Fife. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, if you're talking about coconut oil, I'm
a little puzzled. Okay, what form does it come in? What purities does it come in? How do you know you're getting a good value? Where do you buy it?
Wow, those are good questions, Mike. We were just during the break asking those same questions because I'd been buying coconut oil and I found it rather expensive. Here recently, the price has literally fallen in half, and I'm just wondering, is it a quality issue or a marketing issue? Dr. Fife.
Well, the reason that you may see a drop in the price is because over the past year and a half or so, there has been a drought throughout the Asian countries, and so coconut oil hasn't been as available. But now that the drought is over, the supply has come back up, and so there is more available.
Well, that's good. Mike, any other questions?
Well, okay, but is this something that you buy at a drugstore, a grocery store, or one of these health food stores? Like, it's nice to say take coconut oil, but if we don't get any direction on where to search it out and know whether we're getting a good quality, what's the value in looking for it?
Where do you get it, doctor?
You can find it at any health food store, and usually health food stores, a good health food store, will carry 3, 4, 5, 6 different brands to choose from. Now, also some regular stores like Costco and Walmart are carrying it.
Okay, Mike, just so you know, we get ours at Costco, and I think it's about $20, but it's a great big honking jug that'll last you for weeks.
This is taken orally, correct?
That's right.
I'm having a problem with the connection. It's not coming through.
Yeah, he's fading in and out on me as well.
Okay, well, let Mike go. Mike, just listen to your radio. Eleanor, go ahead.
Yes, I'm allergic to all kinds of tree nuts, and coconut makes me swell up and all that. What's going to happen if I were to use that stuff?
Dr. Fife?
I'm having a problem hearing you from the...
Okay, let me just ask you this. Have you had coconut products before, like coconut macaroons or whatever?
Yeah, and I don't eat them because my mouth swells up.
Okay. Pam, what's your thoughts? I mean, people have allergies to a lot of things. Coconuts probably be on the list.
Mm-hmm. If you have an allergy, the long and the short answer is you should avoid it. But I look at allergies in a different light. I think that there's something wrong with the digestive system, and you have to fix the digestive system in order to tolerate some of these foods. But what I say doesn't mean run out and eat them, but I think that some work needs to be done in terms of improving the digestion.
Terrific. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with Dr. Bruce Fife, the author of this amazing book, Stop Alzheimer's Now. And Alzheimer's is just one of the many health disorders that has shown a direct dramatic improvement after people take coconut oil. Back with your thoughts, your comments, and more with Dr. Fife in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Okay, we are in conversation with Dr. Bruce Fife, the author of the amazing book Stop Alzheimer's Now, praising the amazing healing effects of coconut oil. Anne, what's your story?
I've actually done read a lot of the books and the YouTube demonstrations of the Alzheimer's, and I found it amazing. But I had already started on coconut oil, eating it every day and cooking with it, and had really good results with weight loss and overall digestion. I mean, I feel so much better. So I would highly recommend it. I learned about it through a book that I had read called The Wheat Belly by Dr. Davis. And
yep, go ahead.
So that's where I had first learned about the coconut oil benefits, and now I'm a believer.
Wow. And so you read that book. It only came out about a year ago.
I read it, started in January, and I lost 47 pounds and feel great. But part of it is definitely the coconut oil that I attribute it to as well.
Excellent.
You lost 47 pounds?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I did.
And let me give you a high five. That is amazing. And you think coconut oil was a key factor?
It is. It's one of the factors. There's other factors as well. I don't eat wheat or consume any wheat or grains. I would say very few. A little bit of corn every now and then. But you would
say all these claims that Dr. Fife is making about coconut oil are very, very real.
Yeah, I think so. I do. I think there's a lot of benefits that. And what can it hurt you other than you're spending a bit of money perhaps, but if you had an allergy, it would be a problem. But I don't see what would be the harm in people giving it a try.
And have you been putting it on your face to keep that lovely skin?
I put it in my hair sometimes, and on my feet or something like that. But pretty much, no, it's just orally consuming it every day.
I wish we had more time. That's an amazing story. Thank you so much for calling, Dr. Fife. You're back with us.
Yes, I am.
Doctor, we have just about a minute and a half left. Just summarize everything we've been talking about in terms of the tremendous health benefits of eating coconut oil.
There's lots of benefits associated with coconut oil. One of the primary ones is its antimicrobial effect, its ability to kill disease-causing bacteria, viruses, and fungi. Its ability to digest easily. So people who have digestive problems can add coconut oil into their diet and improve their digestion, their nutrient status. It also improves the absorption of many vitamins and minerals that are in the diet. It has the anti-diabetes effect. It helps with brain health, not only with Alzheimer's, but with various other types of brain conditions. It improves calcium absorption, magnesium absorption, so it's good for osteoporosis. It's good for weight loss. It stimulates metabolism, boosts your energy levels. So even people who want that boost of energy...
That is amazing. Doctor, I have to jump in because we're almost out of time. Pam, for people who want more information.
Bruce's website is coconutresearchcenter.org, coconutresearchcenter.org. And he and I are both going to be in what is known as the Healthy Mouth Summit this month in January. I have a registration link on my website, which is pamkaleen.com, at upcoming events. So Bruce is doing a PowerPoint presentation. I'm doing a PowerPoint presentation, and it's all about healthy teeth, healthy mouths.
Wow. A lot of information. Dr. Fife, what an amazing and happy story. I mean, you don't need a pill. You don't need to go to the drugstore. You don't need injections. You don't need oil. You just need coconut oil, and it will certainly help in your fight for good health, a fight that we're all in. Dr. Fife, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You've been a real inspiration. Thank you so much. Wow. Is there anything healthier out there, Pam, than coconut oil?
Well, what I love about his book is that he talks about coconut oil in conjunction with an entire traditional foods diet. So he includes things in there like bone broth, which, as you know, we've had on the show, is so important for your health. So it's about a part of a whole traditional foods diet.
Folks, we want you to be healthy. Life is so much more fun when you have good health. Your website again, Pam, there's so much good information there.
It's www.pamkaleen.com. And please visit my upcoming events page because I do have some upcoming seminars.
What a morning it's been, especially with the breaking news out of Toronto about the teachers. Make sure to get the very latest with Lindsay in just a moment on the news. Please, folks, hands on the wheel.